The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Are you living in pain? Is it joint pain or muscle pain? If so, stay tuned. Welcome to Living Pain-Free with Dr. Mark Darrow from the Joint Rehab and Sports Medical Center in West Los Angeles. This is the program that can give you effective solutions for the pain that you've been living with. Dr. Darrow is a medical doctor board certified through his studies at UCLA, and Dr. Darrow uses stem cell and platelet-rich plasma therapy to heal your body. He teaches about the use of stem cells, PRP, and prolotherapy. Today's program could open up a new life without pain for you. To speak with Dr. Darrow, call 866-870-KRLA. That's 866-870-5752. Ask for a copy of Dr. Darrow's book, Stem Cell and Platelet Therapy. Now, here's Dr. Darrow with his co-host, Nita Valens.
Hi there, Dr. Darrow.
Hello, Nita Valens, and hello, Dr. Thomas Grove. You're with us, I assume.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Dr. Grove. Good morning.
So we're going to have a great show today. We're going to talk about how to heal your musculoskeletal orthopedic pain without surgery. That's the whole point of what Dr. Grove and I do together, and we've both been in this for quite a long time. I've been about 27 years. I was one of the founders of this kind of work and brought it out. Now it's getting all over the place, which is great. I taught it at UCLA for over 20 years, where I went to my residency in physical medicine rehabilitation. Dr. Grove, why don't you talk about your history with it so the public can know who you are and what you're about and what your training is and how you are really, in my opinion, one of the best skilled doctors in regenerative medicine using platelets and stem cells, and especially because of your ultrasound skills. How did you learn how to be such a great ultrasound expert in using it, in a sense, as a camera to look inside the body to diagnose right on the spot? And I know I'm throwing out a lot of ideas and questions, but I don't mean to confuse you. But I don't want to miss anything here because you are such a terrific guy. Dr. Grove was the captain of the team at the Cornhuskers. He's a big football player, very handsome, wonderful personality guy. Everybody loves him so much. I can't say enough about you, Dr. Grove. So why don't you take it from here for a little bit. Talk about stem cells and platelet therapy, PRP, and how that helps heal the body and what your training has been to get there.
Certainly. So my route to regenerative medicine came from the professional athlete background. So after I got done playing football for the University of Nebraska, I got into strength conditioning. So I had a really fun couple of years. I ended up doing that for about 4 years internationally, where I'm living with professional athletes, doing all their cooking, doing all their training. I was trained by some of the best strength and conditioning coaches in the world, in my opinion. This is really where I saw the power of what regenerative medicine can do. You'd have guys get these injuries and they'd get these surgical consults, and then you'd see them get, you know, one or a handful of injections, and they're back to playing at the very, very high level. That's when I really dedicated my life to trying to figure out how do I get that skill set so I can also do the same thing for other people. So that brought me all over the place. So med school, I was in Pennsylvania, mostly out of Pittsburgh, a great sports town up there. Then that took me down to Dallas, Texas for my residency, training at University of Texas Southwestern. That's where I really started to do a lot more stem cell training, working with image-guided injections, doing more advanced techniques. And then I was lucky enough to land at Virginia Tech for my fellowship, which was an amazing, amazing opportunity, trained by some of the best docs in the world there in terms of really getting down the anatomy of not only diagnosing on ultrasound, but also treating.
How does that work? How do you treat with an ultrasound? People think, you know, generically, ultrasound is a heating device. How is what you do different?
Yeah, absolutely. So ultrasound waves are these waves that are not radiating, meaning things like x-rays and CTs that can cause long-term damage and inflammation. This is something that you can do right in the office, and I do in real time. So it's a really fun thing for patients to come in at their initial consult. That's the part that I think they like the most, is they can actually see their anatomy, right? If I'm looking at a shoulder, we can actually move that shoulder around in real time.
So this is not the type. Like this is not the type of ultrasound that people get with physical therapy. This is like a camera. As soon as we put that ultrasound on the tissue, we can look deep inside. You can take a look, you know, at least a couple inches deep, right? And you can also see little minuscule things, like you and I were looking at the woman from Maui, right? At her fingers. So little teeny joints you can look at. And you saw some arthritis there, right?
Yeah, you can see arthritis. You can see damage to ligaments, which are tissue that connect bone to bone. Same thing with tendons, which are these pieces of tissue that connect muscle to bone. I had a couple of patients this week, actually, that we saw some things that we didn't see on their MRIs that they got, because we can do dynamic exams, meaning I can look at the tissue in real time and move and stress that tissue to see if there are tears.
Hang on just a second. Hang on just a second, Dr. Grove, because you and I know how to talk quick. But we got to get we got to get the phone number out there, because there's probably people waiting in our radio audience who would like to ask us questions about platelets and stem cells and how you use the ultrasound to look inside the body. And the phone number to call us live in the studio right this second, write this down, get a pencil and paper if you're driving, get off your Bluetooth so we can hear you, and safest to pull over the side of the road. So the phone number, I'm going to repeat it a couple of times so you can get it. The phone number to the studio is 866-870-5752. That's 866-870-5752. And then if you want to catch my staff at the office, the staff gives a free phone consult. We don't, but they do. So you can call the office for a free phone consult anytime you like. They're usually there at the office working. They're there today. And the phone number there at the office, especially if you want to make an appointment, that'd be great too. We'd love to see you. The phone number at the office is 800-300-9300. It's an easy number, 800-300-9300. And if you want to watch videos of us actually doing these procedures, go to our website. It's www.jointrehab.com. That's www.jointrehab.com. And there is endless studies on there, research studies and videos and all kinds of information that you can give to your doctors who, you know, I don't like to say it like this, but I'm just going to say it the way it is. Most doctors in orthopedic medicine are doing, you know, medication, which can be anti-inflammatories, or they're giving out narcotics, and pain doctors do that also, which we don't really like. I'm just going to say it the way it is. In our humble opinion, we like to heal the area. And then obviously the thing they go to next, after they send you to physical therapy, drug you, and make you miserable, is a surgery, which really can make you miserable. We see probably half of the people that come to our office have had what's called a failed surgery. Failed surgery, or let's say failed back syndrome, is a diagnosis that means that you had a surgery and it worked out terrible for you. I had one on my right shoulder in 1994 when I was doing orthopedic surgery, and I asked my boss if he would look at it, and he said, well, he did an MRI. He said, you've got impingement syndrome. He said, yeah, we'll take you right in. We'll get you cut and fixed, and took me under anesthesia, woke up with my arm swollen, and I had a fever. And what he did during the surgery, I'm not putting him down. I love orthopedic surgeons. I just don't like a lot of the surgeries that are done by them that don't need to be. And mine certainly didn't need to be done. He shaved off part of the top bone in my right shoulder called the acromion, and he cut some of the ligaments to open up the shoulder, Well, that's nonsense. That's a ridiculous surgery, in my humble opinion. There's no reason to do it. So I suffered for about 4 years, and then I went to a conference on what was called prolotherapy, P-R-O-L-O therapy, which means proliferative therapy. Back in the day, we just used concentrated dextrose sugar water to create inflammation. So I went to this conference. Someone actually injected my wrist there because I had a golfing injury, and I was about 50% better overnight. And then I injected myself a couple more times, and it completely healed up. It's been fine for years. I can play golf now. I can lift weights. I can do whatever I want with my wrist, no problem. And then I decided to do my shoulder, and that was, I mean, the wrist was very miraculous, but the shoulder was super miraculous because it literally healed 100% overnight. I woke up the next morning, complete, full range of motion, and no pain. And at that point, I decided to start asking my patients if instead of me sending them to physical therapy and giving them drugs and all the stuff that I was trained at UCLA, let me experiment. Let me do this prolotherapy on you. And I had amazing success rates. And that soon became my entire practice. And we didn't call it regenerative medicine back in the day. We just called it prolotherapy. But it morphed over the years. Now we use, I'll call it higher tech or better types of solutions, one of which is a blood draw. We take your blood, we spin it in a centrifuge, and we eject the platelets that we get from the blood. And I'll let Dr. Thomas Grove talk about what platelets are because he knows all the science. He's a real good scientist. And then stem cells. And I learned how to do stem cells from taking the fat. You know, we can get it from the abdomen or the buttocks or the thigh if necessary. And did a bunch of that mixed with bone marrow. And then I didn't find that the fat for me worked as well. And this went straight to bone marrow, which worked amazing. I've done about 7,000 of those. And it's been a miraculous career for me. It's been a lot of fun. I've used this all over my body. I've done my knees, my elbows, my wrist, my shoulders. I've had other docs do my neck and back because I can't see back there. I at one time went to a conference of prolotherapists, and at these conferences, they always say, who wants to be an example to teach everybody? So I raised my hand because I had so many parts of my body that were injured from my old gymnastics injuries and all my crazy sports. And so I laid on the table for an hour or so getting injections on every rib, every vertebrae, from my head all the way down to my buttocks. And it someone took a picture of me and sent it to me. My face was purple just from laying there for so long, getting so many people injecting me as the test. It was kind of fun. So I forget where I'm going here, but we're going to give you...
Oh, yeah, with the different,
Hang on one second, because this is important, too. We're going to give you, we're going to mail you free a copy of our book, Stem Cell and Platelet Therapy, Regenerate, Don't Operate. It's a couple hundred pages long. There's about 256 scientific studies on how stem cells and platelets work, how they are real, and no matter what your doctors tell you about this can't work, it does work. It's not going to work on everybody, but neither is surgery or medication. And at least with what we do, it's healthy. It's safe. If it doesn't work for you right away, no harm done. And the people that it doesn't work for, they're too active. They don't let it heal. Or they're taking anti-inflammatory medications. They're cheating on us. And they're not letting the tissue get inflamed, which it needs to do to heal. Or the doctors just don't know what they're doing. I call them the bad docs. The guys who really, you know, they do this once in a while. A lot of times chiropractors have these dinners for their older patients, and they line them up, and then they'll have a nurse come in for the day or a doctor for the day and knock out a ton of these, and that doctor doesn't know what he's doing. Believe me, we get so many patients who have had these kind of treatments. And then a lot of docs don't know how to use an ultrasound to look inside the body to guide the needle to the exact millimeter where it's supposed to go to. And studies show if you inject areas of the body blindly, that means without imaging, like an ultrasound, you're going to miss the area at least a third of the time. Take it away, Dr. Grove. We're giving out a free book for you to call in at 866-870-5752. We'd love to talk to you. Go for it, Dr. Grove. What do you got to tell us?
Yeah, so in terms of, you know, what's in that syringe that we're injecting, that's something that's changed over the years. So Dr. Darrow was one of the first doctors to really pioneer prolotherapy. Again, that's something that worked pretty well. That's that sugar water substance that he was talking about. After that, we found that PRP, or platelet-rich plasma, worked even better than that. The way that we get PRP is we do a simple blood draw. We spin that blood down in something called a centrifuge. From there, we can really isolate the platelets and the growth factors that are in your blood, and we can deliver it on target under ultrasound to try to heal some of that tissue. Later on, we felt stem cells were even than platelets. Like Doc talked about, a couple different ways you can get those. The fat harvesting is something that's kind of fallen out of favor, really hasn't been shown to be superior to bone marrow. And it's a little bit more of a time intensive. Sometimes it's a painful process to get that fat, get it harvested down. But the bone marrow procedure is a little bit easier. The way that we do that is we just numb up right over the back of the pelvis there, called the iliac crest. From there, we use a tiny needle to come and get some of that bone marrow. The benefit of using bone marrow is it has stem cells and platelets. So once we get you cleaned up, it just takes a couple of seconds to get that harvested. And like Doc talked about, the beauty of what we do nowadays is we can use ultrasound. So ultrasound now, the technology is so good. The definition is even higher than MRI, and we can scan any body part. So I'm trained head to toe to inject all these structures, including the spine, small fingers, small toes, all those little joints, all the connective tissue around there. So we can really not only diagnose, but deliver our cells to that area to heal. And the way that these cells heal is a couple of different ways. So with platelets and with stem cells, they actually modulate your immune system. So it actually talks to different cells in the area, tries to turn on the sleeping or nascent stem cells in your area. We have stem cells all over our body. So it kind of turns on your body's own healing capacity to bring in those healing factors to the area that needs to heal. In addition to that, it's got a great anti-inflammatory property. The cells themselves will heal tissue. So it's an amazing source, very, very natural. The way that I describe it to patients is this is the natural way that our body heals. We're just taking those cells, concentrating them down. So we have a large amount of cells and a small amount of fluid, and we just deliver it with surgical precision under ultrasound to really deliver those cells to an area that needs to heal.
Take away that term. Take away that term, surgical.
Oh, surgical. Precision. Yeah, I should. I was just thinking about that.
You know, the title to our book is Regenerate, Don't Operate. And what that means, very simply, is we want to regenerate the tissue. We want to bring it back to its pre-injury or pre-arthritic state. And this really works from the top of the head to the neck to the shoulders, ribs. I've had tons of people have had their chest cracked. Back in the old days, everybody was getting bypass surgeries. Now that's becoming somewhat obsolete. They have stents they use instead. But a lot of these people would have terrible chest pain for years. And they'd come in and I'd inject the rib connections. And a lot of times people had wires that were put in to hold the ribs together after the chest was cracked. And they'd have the wires removed because of pain. Then they'd still have the pain. And a lot of people end up with what's called a costochondritis, which is inflammation between the ribs. And we get that all over the ribs, and it's easy to inject. Dr. Grove and I do it a little bit different from each other. He uses the ultrasound. I do it by touch. And I think it's, you know, really, I think it is superior in a lot of ways to use the ultrasound. You can see the needle. I was trained before we had ultrasound. That's kind of dating me. But I've been doing this for 27 years. Dr. Grove has been doing it for about 10 or 12 years. And he's very fortunate because his residency or his fellowship actually had ultrasound training at UCLA. They didn't even know what an ultrasound was. I actually donated the first ultrasound to the residency program at UCLA because I was buying a new one And I thought, well, I'll just, instead of, you know, throwing this away or turning it in, I'll give it to the people that helped me. So at that point, UCLA started using ultrasound. Now they're getting much more training in it, but not enough, really. And I think Dr. Grove is very fortunate to have had a mentor who is one of the top specialists and trains people all over the world in ultrasound. So we have that in our office also. So I'm going to go to a couple of questions, Dr. Grove. And by the way, you can email us if you're too shy to call in the show. I hope you're not, because the phone number, you can talk to us live, get a free what they call a curbside consult. You just call us right now. We'll talk to you. The phone number to the studio is 866-870-5752, 866-870-5752. And if you want a free phone consult with our staff, you can call the office right now, 800-300-9300. That's with our staff at the office. And then if you want to email either of us, you can go to the website, which is www.jointrehab.com. That's JOINTREHAB.com, jointrehab.com. Every single page has a little slot where you can email us directly, and we answer our emails every single day. So let me go to some questions here, because we get questions emailed all day. And let me see, here we go. All right, so this is something Dr. Grove and I actually were talking about yesterday. So this person says AVN, which means avascular necrosis. I was reaching out regarding my husband. We are from Florida and may want to travel to your office because, well, he goes a little backstory. Oh, at 26 years old, my husband had a right total hip replacement. We found out years later he had AVN that led to needing the surgery. Now, when someone says they need surgery, inside of me, I feel, God, I am so sorry you felt you needed the surgery, because you probably didn't. Most things that come to our office, most patients come in and they go, I need surgery. I've been to three surgeons. They all say I need to do it. Need. What does need mean? Does the surgeon need to do that? No, it's an elective procedure. Elective means the patient decides whether they need to do it or not. But we find that almost nobody needs surgery who comes to us. If you have a broken bone sticking out of the skin, you need surgery. But if you have a meniscal tear in the knee, rotator cuff in the shoulder, a labral tear in the hip, arthritis anywhere in the body, you don't need surgery. That's a choice. And unfortunately, what we find is from the people that come to us who have had a surgery, they never needed it. And then
they regret it too later down the line.
Boy,
right?
Do they regret it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a huge hole in our healthcare system. There's, you know, typically it's going to be an urgent care, an emergency room who doesn't have, you know, a lot of musculoskeletal training. That might be the first point of contact, or frequently the first point of contact is the surgeon in our country.
Well, it is. Even in the ER, what do? They call in the orthopedic surgeon.
Who doesn't have exposure to any of the non-operative techniques that are much lower risk, much safer for the patient. And so the patient's in a tough spot because they're getting, you know, one opinion. And if they're fortunate enough to hear something like, you know, what we're talking about on the radio here with healing, natural healing with regenerative medicine, they might get a second opinion with us, right? But unfortunately, a lot of the times it's just the surgeon who's going to be talking with them. Yeah.
So guys, sorry to interrupt, this is fascinating, but we do have Marilyn in Moore Park holding on with a knee problem.
Nita, thank you so much. So Marilyn, this is Dr. Mark Darrow with Dr. Thomas Grove. Do you want to tell us what's going on, and we'll answer all your questions?
Yeah, it's so good to talk with you. Yeah, I'm just having a little breakdown on the interior part of my left knee.
Okay.
And it's not causing me a lot of pain right now, but I'd just like to, you know, be aware of alternatives.
Marilyn, please hang with us. We're going to a short break, and we will answer all your questions. If anybody wants to call in to the studio, it's 866-870-5752. The office number is 800-390-300. And we're giving out free books today if you call in. We'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Living Pain Free with Dr. Mark Darrow. Dr. Darrow's practice is located at the Joint Rehab and Sports Medical Center in West Los Angeles. To schedule an appointment, call 1-800-300-9300. That's 1-800-300-9300. Dr. Darrow will be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.